A Richmond-based nonprofit received $2.5 million from the provincial government to clean up 353 kilometers of heavily polluted shorelines along the lower half of BC. Ocean Legacy Foundation, OLF, which creates global plastic pollution response programs, has partnered with local First Nations and other nonprofit organizations to remove marine debris from the coastlines. Chloe Dubois, co-founder and executive director of OLF, said the nonprofit aims to remove about 200 to 300 tons of marine debris, which would be classified as materials such as fiberglass and mixed plastics and metals. The funding comes from the provincial government's Clean Coast, Clean Waters, CCCW, initiative, which is an important part of the Clean BC Plastics Action Plan to reduce plastic waste and pollution in the environment, read a press release. Dubois said this is the third year the nonprofit has received the CCCW grant, which is offered on an application or merit basis. Ocean Legacy's project is creating 175 jobs for local First Nations and non-Indigenous community members and contractors, who will work alongside the nonprofit's core team, Dubois explained. It provides employment training, different certifications, and all of these are really helping to foster economic growth and skill development within the communities where we're working, she added. The effort spans about 15 individual cleanups, including around 1.6 kilometers in Richmond off of the Fraser River. Areas of Vancouver Island are also a part of the project, including working in the north with the Namgus and Kwatsino First Nations and the west with the Kewquat, Chekleset and Tlaokaht peoples. OLF is also leading cleanups in the Sunshine Coast with the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Within this region, OLF is partnering with Nicholas Sontag Marine Education Center, a nonprofit aquarium, in cleaning up the towns of Tsleil-Waututh and Squamish. With Surfrider Foundation Canada, an environmental conservation organization, Ocean Legacy will clean up southern Vancouver Island and Ucluelet, with a focus on more urban and residential areas. The province also provided OLF with an additional $355,000 to remove derelict vessels around northern Vancouver Island with the Namgus First Nation. Dubois said the project is complete, where about 400 tons of vessels and material was removed. This funding contributed to the creation of 40 jobs. The CCCW grant outlines that all recipients must complete their projects by February 29. All of OLF's cleanups, except for in Richmond and Forward Bay, are finished or almost done, with the nonprofit working on sorting and processing materials at one of their depots. Ocean Legacy takes detailed data on the composition of the materials they collect for all of their projects, which can then be provided to the government. When we can understand what the material composition is along the shoreline or even in the vessels we're collecting, we can help influence different policies to better regulate and manage those materials that are leaking and polluting the coastline, Dubois said. Besides OLF, the other organizations to receive the grant from the province are Campbell River Association of Tour Operators, Coastal Restoration Society, Rugged Coast Research Society and KU Enterprise Corporation. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com.